So, Ted, what I'm saying is we need automation for selecting and lifting heavy furniture from high shelves.
But we've been doing that with forklift trucks for years.
The thing is, there have been more accidents in the warehouse recently because of the increased numbers of orders. Staff are constantly doing overtime. They can't handle the work, and goods are damaged.
Okay, but the items have to be packed carefully, and this should still be done manually.
Yes, I agree.
And if we introduce robotics technology to avoid breakage, we have to make sure the supplier provides training. If not, we'll have robots going out of control.
Don't worry. Both suppliers say they'll provide training.
So, tell me about these providers. Were they recommended?
Yes. I had recommendations from my contacts in car companies. One here in Poznań and one in Germany.
Good.
One of the providers is a robotics developer from Singapore, and the other is Japanese.
Japan, huh? They are going to be expensive.
Both offer quality automation and training. We have to move with the times, Ted.
I know, but I'm worried about costs and maintenance. Mm. What do we do when the robots break down? What happens if we need maintenance? Are there local people who can fix it? Or will they send a guy from Singapore?
Those are good questions. That's why I've arranged interviews with the suppliers tomorrow. You have a teleconference with the supplier from Singapore, and I'll talk to the one from Japan. Then we'll compare notes.
All right. And what are your main concerns, Anna?
I think there will be some problems with the transition, when we'll have to deal with the old system and the new technology at the same time.
Human resources say there will be a negative reaction from the employees. People are worried about the robots taking their jobs.
I know, but we need this automation if we're going to stay competitive. And they'll learn new skills.
Well, human resources want to discuss possible job losses. Unfortunately, I don't see all of our workers continuing with robots. But I agree, some employees can be retrained. So tell me a bit more about these suppliers.
Well, Nova Robot is based in Singapore. They do industrial automation.
And the Japanese one?
The Japanese supplier is called Bot Automation. They're based in Osaka and also focus on robotics design and...
We are going to be taken over by robots. If my father saw this company now...
Your father would want the company to be successful. It's going to make everything much easier, Ted. Trust me.